This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in beautiful Dallas, Texas at Lone Star PHP 2015. And my special guest today is Mr. Chris Spruck, longtime friend of mine, head of the Atlanta, one of the heads of the Atlanta PHP user group. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Okay. As someone who's very involved in Nashville, and I see how the Nashville PHP community relates to the larger Nashville tech community and all of that, I want to talk to you about Atlanta, because Atlanta, you guys have one of the best user groups out there.
Oh, you know, thank you very much.
PHP user groups. It's one of the ones that when I look at user groups, I use Atlanta PHP as the measuring stick. So talk to us a little bit. Do you see, how are you growing? Are you seeing growth? I know you've got some large companies there that use PHP. Are you seeing growth in the user group?
Very slightly. It's been gradual. I think part of that may just be, you know, our own effort or need for more effort.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of been at a, you know, kind of a maintenance level for a while. We don't see radical shifts in attendance. I mean, depending on topic, actually, that's when we'll see.
Yeah.
Somebody either more topical or from out of town, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Things like that. I think that there's been some growth in the industry, certainly. More companies are springing up, more around, more looking to hire more developers. We've had seen a great increase in the job market for that in the area.
So. I was telling somebody today in Nashville, if you can spell PHP, I can get you a developer job. So,
yeah.
You know, it's getting, people are getting hungry for developers. Now, you mentioned something interesting. You said member or attendance will spike especially when you bring somebody out of town. I know you've had Chris Hartgeson at least once in the past year and a half, mm-hmm. something like that. Did bringing him in, obviously a name, did that spike your attendance, and did that have any long-lasting effect?
I think we had certainly had turnout for the event. Mm-hmm. Another example, we just had Jeremy Kendall from Memphis and Graph Story came. So I think
the world renowned Jeremy Kendall.
Oh yes, of course. Yeah, another great friend. I think it seems to be more based on the topic, and certainly people as well, more well known people or topics. Mm-hmm. Whether that seems to have a lasting effect on the group, I wouldn't necessarily say that.
Well, now, I know this is not a problem in Atlanta, but in Nashville we have traffic issues. So,
yeah.
Do you find that your location hinders or helps your group attendance?
It has. We've always tried to be central to Atlanta. As you know, Atlanta has massive sprawl and massive traffic.
Hmm.
I was telling somebody earlier, when we've changed locations a few times previously, we see, you know, we lose people based on their location. You know, people say, well, you know, I'm just not going to drive another 10 miles or another 20 minutes after work.
Yeah.
And so it's our problem is the sprawl. Mm-hmm. We can't please everybody. There's a lot more, I think, people on the north side of town that are interested. And there's been a few other smaller meetups get started that that didn't seem to take off. You know, we've talked to those guys a little bit and offered to help however we could, but they just don't seem to stick, and I'm not sure why. I'd be interested to see why, but yeah, I think the location is significant. We try to keep it easily accessible, you know, from major highways and so forth. But
yeah,
there's only so much area to cover any given location. And people will say, well, why don't you move it around? I know, like, for example, Michelangelo and Benelux, he hops all over the place with his. And we felt like the consistency factor was more important, both in location and time and meeting dates. We're always the first Thursday, except for every once in a while we'll have what we term a special event, yeah, which is sort of off our Thursday schedule. So those are the two big consistency factors that we found have worked pretty well.
I agree with you there. I think Benelux is probably the edge case more than the norm. Michelangelo does a wonderful job in bringing PHP to the entire region. But here in the U.S., a consistency of meeting place and time is one of the big things. Now, you were talking about smaller groups. We've had talk about doing a smaller group down south of Nashville in the Brentwood-Franklin area. Mm-hmm. It's not really taken off yet, but Jacques Woodcock, my good friend and business partner, does a PHP lunch now. Mm-hmm. Nashville has several very good hot chicken places, and so he'll go over to Hattie B's, and 5 or 10 people will join him, and they'll just sit there, eat hot chicken, sweat, and talk PHP. So have y'all tried anything like that?
Not lately. That's something I've thought about doing. Part of the problem is I'm well out of the city myself, so it's hard for me to just pop into town and organize a quick lunch to attend something like that. In the past, we've tried a few sort of just, open coffee meetup kind of things, and those didn't seem to stick either. I don't know if it was just interest or timing and locations. We never tried anything during the day. That might be worth doing for people who are more likely to get out from the office as opposed to staying in town after work, that kind of thing. So I've been trying to think of other things to try like that. I've just been basically too busy to organize stuff like that, and I know we've kind of had a flat line in my mind a little bit, so I'm interested in trying to do other things and try other formats and things like you're describing, to mix it up a little bit. We've kind of had the same typical format for quite a while, so on that.
Speaking of format, I think you've got a similar format that we use in Nashville, which is usually one main speaker, and Jacques has just started a new initiative where we have one basically a lightning talk that is a beginner topic. What is mm-hmm. y'all's format?
It's very similar. We don't always schedule what we call mini talks or lightning talk, 15 minutes compared to a 45-minute full-length presentation. Mm-hmm. We try to keep them, the full-length presentations, we try to stay as PHP-focused as possible. The mini talks can be a little less PHP based, maybe something more developer friendly. Had things as similar to a demo of a new tool or an IDE or something like that, something that would be useful to any developer, as opposed to reams of PHP code or something really specific.
Interesting. I've actually had for Nomad PHP, I've had an accountant approach us, and they want to do a lightning talk on accounting for developers, and I'm like, that sounds pretty interesting, And we have the same policy with Nomad PHP. The lightning talks just have to be PHP adjacent, as opposed to hardcore. We're going to do a deep dive. Hey, the last time you and I saw each other was I was over in Atlanta recently for Atlanta WordCamp, and I love WordCamps. They're always fun. Mm-hmm. How does the WordPress community interact with the PHP community? Is there a lot of crosstalk?
Not really, not much at all. I've talked to a few other groups, group leaders about that, and it's something I'm aware of, conscious of, and thought about, but haven't had a chance to really do anything with. Mm-hmm. I'd probably talk more to the Drupal people than WordPress, for no particular reason, but I think we could certainly try to have more crossover. We've some of the group leaders have put together, had at one point kind of a joint calendar, so everybody kind of knows what's going on, where the mm-hmm. groups are. I think it might be just a different focus. I think part of what I've heard from other sources and things, not so much Atlanta people, but people seem to tend to think I'm a WordPress developer or a Drupal developer or something specific to what they're focused on, as opposed to a PHP developer that uses WordPress or uses Drupal or uses a framework or things like that. Yeah. So I think there's some of that mentality that's well, you know, I'm not really dealing with PHP. Their stuff is way over my head. It's too high end. And, you know, we try to find a common level. We can't always have, you know, super advanced or super basic. Or when we do, it's, you know, you're going to have different people attend based on the topic, things like that. So I think that may be part of kind of that situation of the...
Okay. Well, we I talk about that in the talk I gave here at Lone Star about the fact that projects, WordPress, Drupal, Joomla, and frameworks, Zen Framework, Laravel, Aura, Symfony, any of these, they're tools. They're not holy relics, you know?
Right.
And quite honestly, if you only know one, then you really have limited yourself. So you really, I have no problem with people identifying with that, but... I think developers need to expand their horizon just a little bit and at least examine a different package. I'd love to see WordPress people spend a weekend working in Drupal, if for no other reason than to confirm that, yes, I've made the right choice, or they might discover, hey, I like the way Drupal works, and it might be useful for certain things. Now, in Nashville, we've got the WordPress group has split their developer talks, because the WordPress meetups are... how to use WordPress. I don't want to say beginner, because for WordPress people, they're not beginner talks, but they're not developer talks.
Right.
We now have a developer meetup one morning every month where Kenneth White from Super Collider gets up, cooks sausage and pancakes, and we get together and have a developer-focused talk. And it's actually, I enjoy it. And the fun thing is, I've started attending those, and I see people that I also see at my PHP meetup. So we are starting to see some crosstalk between those communities.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage any community that has a strong WordPress following to consider that. Consider a developer group, and that's really going to be the group that's going to talk more with the PHP community.
Yep. We actually, there's a small group that's just started up and kind of in that same vein. It's that they're more interested in development and cultivating more developers in the area.
Oh,
so
that's
been getting off the ground. They've had a couple meetings so far. So,
well, I'm going to wrap this up. We've mentioned it already, but I'm going to give you a chance to pimp it one more time. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
Atlanta PHP. Mm-hmm. And we can be found on Meetup at Atlanta PHP. If you look for Atlanta PHP on meetup.com. And we also have a separate site with other resources like our video archive, discussion forum, things like that at atlantaphp.org.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for yet again taking time to be on Voices of the Elephant, because you've been on a couple different episodes. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, you give of your personal time to organize a user group. And so I want to thank you for everything that you're doing for the PHP community.
Oh, absolutely. You're very welcome. And thank you as well, Cal. You're a tremendous, tremendous resource for everybody. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.